It is 7:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Congratulations again to Judy Holmgren of Galesburg. She was our Toaster Trivia winner this morning. How many locations of Ladner Orthodontics? There's three. Celebrating 27 years here in Galesburg. Actually, yesterday, July 1st, was the 27th anniversary. And Ladner Orthodontics, major sponsor this year of Big Bang Boom, coming up Thursday night at Lake Story Park. And joining us here this morning to talk more about Ladner Orthodontics and about the fireworks as well, Dr. Paul Ladner. Dr. Ladner, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me this morning.
Well, yeah, thanks for coming in with us here. My goodness, you know, we were talking a little bit off the air. Your first time as our major sponsor of the event, but it's not your first time being involved with fireworks here in Galesburg by any means.
No, absolutely not. I was a JC for a number of years, and my wife and I were involved with the fireworks back then. We used to spend weeks assembling all these displays and then running around with the fireworks exploding over our heads, and I've never really gotten to watch the fireworks from across the lake, so I'm looking forward to being in the VIP section this year. We usually watch them from the dam down at the west end of the lake, which is a great place, too. But
well, you know, Lake Story is such a great entity, and I don't know that it gets the credit or gets used as much as it should. I know a lot of people use the trails and everything out there, but, you know, the 4th of July is such a great day. I mean, you can make such a day of it with your family. And this year, there's going to be some other things involved with Big Bang Boom, and courtesy of you and your practice, a bouncy house and some other things. So you're kind of going all out this year and really making it a true family event.
Yeah, well, families are what we're about with Ladner Orthodontics. We've treated, you know, generations of kids, really, at this point. And we love to see the families out there having a good time, and that's what it's all about. The bouncy houses for the young kids, and we're going to do some T-shirt tosses with your guys' Frisbee toss and such. Just keep things entertaining. Hopefully the weather behaves, and we have a wonderful day out there.
You know, and the great thing is, and we remind people continuously, without sponsors like you, this wouldn't be a free event. But it's a free event, and it's such a big day. It's such a fun evening and everything, and it's free. If you want to spend a little money, yeah, you can. There's going to be some food vendors out there, so you can. But you can go out there and for free, you can picnic, you can grill out, whatever, and really make a day and night of it. Dr. Paul Ladner, Ladner Orthodontics, they're the major sponsor for Big Bang Boom. All right, so we were talking about this 27 years, the Galesburg location since you took over. Actually, you just celebrated that anniversary yesterday, is that right?
Absolutely, yeah. 27 years as my first practice opportunity out of school, and I've stayed here the whole time. Galesburg and Western Illinois have been just a really great place for myself and my family, and happy to participate and give back this year with Big Bang Boom. We try and participate a bunch in things, been in service clubs. My wife and I involved at Costa Catholic School. We've really embraced the community and want to celebrate with everybody this 4th of July.
You know, not everybody finds a place and is able to call home, and especially coming from the bigger metropolitan area. You actually grew up in Chicago, northwest side of Chicago, and probably at that point, even coming out of school, you knew you didn't necessarily want to be in Chicago, but you, who'd have thunk that here you end up in Galesburg, Illinois, and 27 years later.
Yeah, I didn't know what – I'd never heard of Galesburg before kind of stopping out this way to look at the practice opportunity. So it's just fate.
Yeah, and obviously you liked what you saw, and you know, you raised your family here as well.
Yep, it's been a great place. Yep.
So we mentioned our Toaster Trivia question, how many locations you have. Of course, a Galesburg location, you've been 27 years there. When did you add the other two? You've got Kewaunee and Macomb as well, whether you do some work.
Well, my practice dates back to 58, mm-hmm. when Jack Madrell started the practice, and they opened an office in Macomb almost immediately. Jack Madrell and Chuck Borden, but mm-hmm. opened a practice in Macomb almost immediately in 58, 59, and then the Kewaunee office was added in late 80s. So both precede me. These were established.
So they're okay. So, all right. So they were part of it.
I just had the good fortune of inheriting that legacy.
So. Yeah. Talk about some of the changes in the orthodontic practice, because there's been a lot of them over the years. And I don't know if it seems a lot more recently, but maybe it's not as recent as somebody from the outside looking in might think.
Yeah, well, it creeps up on you. The way we used to do things 27 years ago versus today is vastly different. And, you know, it seems couple years pass and things have changed a bunch. But I know my staff and I, and a shout out to you guys. I think you're on your way to Macomb right now this morning with Dr. Jane. Thanks for covering today. But we visit about the changes that have happened, and it's amazing. In a year's time, we're like, remember when we used to? Anyway, so today we're doing impressions, the mushy impressions by digital modeling, using Invisalign as well as braces. A lot has changed and a lot has stayed the same, but I think the overall experience is better for patients today than it was 27 years ago.
Well, you talk about the technology, like you said, with Invisalign, but going back, it seemed like the first big change again from the outside looking in. Oh, look, you can get different color braces on your teeth now. And that seemed like that was a big deal.
Yeah, that still is a big deal. Yeah. for the right patient set. They still prefer that. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, my son went through it with you. My older son, he's 27 now. I think he was, a freshman in high school, I think, when he came to you. And so then my oldest, well, I actually think I both my sisters back when Doctors Borden and Madrill were there. So our families, we got a legacy with you there, too.
Well, that's why I say it's generations,
yes.
Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, we've treated probably 15,000 people here in Western Illinois. Probably wow. More than that if I really spent the time and added up. But it's been wow. A lot of experience.
Dr. Paul Ladner, Ladner Orthodontics, joining us. They're the major sponsor of Big Bang Boom coming up on Thursday night. Talk about why that was your chosen field of orthodontics.
Well, turning out beautiful smiles is fantastic. People come in knowing what they want, so it's not a hard thing to please them if you can do a nice job in an efficient manner. And seeing that patient's face at the end of treatment, I know when we're doing fixed braces, I always figure it's like unwrapping a present. And that's what I tell patients. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm going to unwrap your present, but you're going to get a nice present today with a beautiful smile.
But you get stuck with that that reputation. Sometimes you got to pull some teeth, but to make it work, right?
Well, we don't do any anesthetic in the office as far as tooth pulling in that.
So somebody else actually has to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Orthodontics is a specialty field. I'm a dentist, but done the endodontics and dentures, etc. But I spent, as did Dr. Jane, my partner, we've spent 2 years plus in post-grad school getting a master's degree in orthodontics. And so then you no longer do all the general stuff, which is kind of sad to spend time learning all that. But
yeah. So the process to become an orthodontist, it's dental school first and then the extra graduate degree in orthodontics.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. Interesting. So what kind of time frame is that for the average person that goes into the practice?
From getting into college to graduating is about 10 years of school.
Wow. So, my goodness. So,
yeah, it's quite tedious.
Well, again, I mean, as a patient, I don't care what kind of medicine you practice, whether, dental orthodontics or any other kind of medicine. I want my person working on me to be well-trained, and you are.
Absolutely. And a lot of experience.
Dr. Paul Ladner joining us, Ladner Orthodontics. Again, they're the major sponsor for a Big Bang Boom that's coming up on Thursday night. So many things are going to be going on at the lake, and Dr. Ladner and his practice sponsoring a lot of them, the bouncy house and everything. Talk about, do you get ever maybe somebody who's been a patient coming back and saying, I love what you did, and I want to make people happy and make them smile, and I'm interested in doing this. Can you tell me about becoming an orthodontist?
Well, just last week, I had a young lady in Macomb shadow my practice and observe. She's currently a patient in treatment. Often we have that. I've only had maybe two that have made it all the way there, but a couple have gotten distracted and gone into specialty practices, periodontics and other such things. But yeah, we welcome having people in and shadow and observe and encourage a career in orthodontics. I think it's a great thing to do.
Sometimes we hear about different schools like, University of Illinois, great ag and ag science and engineering, or Purdue, great engineering, different, pharmacy at Drake or University of Iowa. What about dental schools? What are those major big schools that people think about right off the top, with dental and orthodontics especially?
Well, I don't know that there's one or another program. I went to University of Illinois. Dr. Jane went to St. Louis University, and there's really very few programs in the country. That there's about 10,000 orthodontists in the United States, and I don't know that they graduate 250, 300 a year. So it's a pretty small program. There's 5 to 12 people in a program, and I would guess there's somewhere 30, 35 programs in the country right
so
now.
So not all that many. The U of I program, is that actually in Champaign-Urbana, or where's
that? No, it's up in Chicago.
Up in Chicago.
Where the dental school is.
Okay, so it's its own kind of separate entity then.
Yeah, it's the University of Illinois, of course.
Okay,
but,
right.
But yeah, that's kind of the medical campus up there.
Right, now. So same like in Peoria with the medical school there,
right.
For U of I. Dr. Paul Ladner, owner of Ladner Orthodontics, joining us here this morning. Yep, they are our major sponsor for Big Bang Boom. That is coming up on Thursday night at Lake Story Park. And again, we're going to have some more opportunities for you to win passes to the VIP area there. And while you're there, make sure you look up Dr. Ladner and thank him and the rest of our sponsors for putting this on. Again, it's absolutely free, and it's a really good event. And you know, and you haven't had the issue living nearby to worry about traffic afterwards. And that's the thing we always hear, why people want to actually come into the lake. They'll watch it from either Lincoln Park or from Lakeside or from somewhere else, some parking lot. You're really missing out if you're not in the park. You really, I mean, because seeing it, the reflection on the lake and everything, and there's a lot of low-flying fireworks and some ground displays and stuff that you kind of miss out on. And, you know, you grew up in Chicago. You know what traffic is like.
Mm-hmm.
One time a year we have traffic in Galesburg. It's the 4th of July, that's it, and it's really not that bad. You know, the Galesburg Police Department does a great job. They get people in and out of there. And just, you know, we always suggest just take your time leaving. Just think about the show, enjoy that, walk back to your car, and you're going to get home in a timely manner. It's really... You know, again, it's nothing like being in Chicago or L.A. or New York. It's one time a year that we have to deal with it.
I don't miss the traffic.
See, there you go. And it's not that big a deal.
I know a lot of people come out and spend the afternoon in their kayak or boat and then leisurely getting off the lake later. That's a pretty neat way to go.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's just maybe Lake Story gets used more than I think, but I just still think it's an entity that we've got that maybe more people should take advantage of.
Yeah, beautiful place.
Dr. Paul Ladner, Ladner Orthodontics, again, they are the major sponsor for Big Bang Boom. Anything else about your practice or about orthodontics that the people maybe don't know?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, like you said, we'll talk a little bit about the changes in technology. Is that more, does that have to do with any of the procedures and the way you do things or just technology? Maybe, you know, more things on the computer like you talked about with the impressions and that?
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, the brackets are all prescription made, relatively individual basis, and the arch wires and such, that's part of the evolution that they're gentler. We can go longer between visits, you know, so we're 6 weeks on average when it used to be maybe four. Some of the things we'll do, we'll go out 8 and 10 weeks between visits. Treatment times have become shorter, so what used to be 2 years treatment time, now we're down to, you know, a year and a half or so on average. That's not, you know, some people are 6 months, some are 30, but on average treatment times have shortened up. So efficiencies have evolved greatly over time to make things more comfortable and quicker and miss less work and such like that. Yeah.
Well, I know it's different for different individuals with kids. You know, there's a parent that maybe thinks like, boy, my kid's teeth, they're going to need them. What age? I mean, obviously, it's got to be after all the baby teeth are gone and the adult teeth come in. Well, is there a particular age?
That's a great question. The best time to do an initial evaluation is at age 7, give or take. And what we're looking for is the presence of the first molars and the incisor teeth. A mixed dentition is fine time to see somebody. We get a panoramic x-ray. We can see all the permanent teeth developing, find out if there's any missing, if there's any that are, you know, already misaligned before they erupt. And there are some things we can do to encourage that. Simple things, not necessarily braces at all or such. But we don't typically jump into treatment at that age, but there are certain conditions that warrant that. So we end up with a nice result and we're done. But generally, that early full permanent dentition, age 11, 12, 13, that's kind of the sweet spot for doing orthodontics. But I'd prefer to examine someone by age 7 or so, and then we'll put you on a recall. Our office doesn't charge anything for any of those preliminary visits. So, and I try not to bother anybody more than need be. Get them in just frequently enough to be assured that everything's going well.
So. And it's not a case where you actually need a referral from a dentist? That
absolutely
somebody can just
not.
Call if a parent thinks like, hey, I think my child might need some work or at least.
Absolutely.
All right. Dr. Paul Ladner, Ladner Orthodontics, joining us here this morning. How about, you know, one of the things I've noticed, and maybe this is more common than I thought, but and it's been going on for a while, but seems like there are more and more adults, whether they're in their 20s, 30s, 40s, whatever, are getting braces. Is that something that's changed over the years?
Yeah, it has. It has become more acceptable. I think people find it not to be so silly to find themselves in braces as an adult. And, of course, Invisalign has opened that up a bunch as well. But there are some limitations to what can be done, you can do a lot in adults, but compromise is inherent oftentimes. With kids, you've got all the growth and development to happen, and so compromise doesn't enter into our considerations very often with an adolescent, with an adult. You do. You find out what a person wants, what it is they're looking to achieve, and can we do it, and how simply, and adult orthodontics has certainly grown over time.
Right. And you mentioned the Invisalign, and then also, like I said, with some of the colored braces, kind of more, I guess, clear, basically. You can't, some people, even with those, you can't even tell that they're wearing them.
Yeah, there's ceramic brackets, different forms of, plastic. They've tried different materials for clear braces, and all of them have a little bit of challenge. The metal just has the best properties for durability and such, but...
Dr. Paul Ladner, owner of Ladner Orthodontics, joining us here this morning. Again, Ladner Orthodontics, the major sponsor for Big Bang Boom. It's coming up Thursday night. Dr. Ladner, thank you so much, one, for your time here this morning talking with us, but thank you so much again for sponsoring this great community event and actually even adding to it this year. We really do appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the time you've given me here on the radio this morning. We look forward to seeing everybody out there at Lake Story on the 4th of July.